Chapter 26.
What I did to those girls was a true and terrible form of psychological and sexual torture. Many broke, so young and unprepared for the horrors of life, their minds snapping like twigs, and so I put them out of their misery. I saw no point in sending a mindless girl back to her family that couldn't contribute to society. To me, they were already dead. They had killed themselves. It's funny how we can go on thinking that there's a line we would never cross whilst having long since crossed it. I thought rape a thing so evil that it was far beyond my capability, and I made sure death was the penalty of that crime. I may have never physically forced a girl into my bed, but the truth was that they were all forced, just not by me directly, but rather at my command. And I had in every way become a compulsive rapist of young women.
Dalen ate with Arik, finding the bringer uncharacteristically quiet. When probing to see what was wrong, Arik simply replied that there was a lot on his mind and that he would sleep on the deck, as the fall was bright and warm. Dalen couldn't be bothered arguing and made his way to the captain's quarters. No expense had been spared, it seemed, for the quarters were truly lavish. It was the size of a regular master bedroom, and being on a skyship, that meant it was comparatively huge. The room was carpeted, with patterned wallpaper on the walls, a coffee table with couches on either side, a sunstone chandelier, a large study desk, a glass cabinet filled with expensive spirits, bookshelves, armoires, a side washing room with toilet, and a large four-poster bed sat in front of massive lead-lined windows that stretched the entire length of the aft. Figures, Dalen said to himself. The only thing he bothered to maintain on his ship was his own room. Dalen walked to the drinks cabinet and found a nicely aged scotch. Pouring himself a glass, he sat at the desk and began rummaging through the old captain's notes. It didn't take long for him to find what he was looking for, the captain's journal, ledger, and itinerary. Dalen began reading, being utterly meticulous so he wouldn't miss any important details, even though he knew what he really wanted would be near the ends of these documents. After a few hours and learning some important information, he came to it, the delivery of the current cargo. Unfortunately, there was no address, just a place somewhere in the city called the Meat Market. There was a note describing the need to get the goods there by the end of High Fall on the 63rd fall of summer, which happened to be right then. Well, it was clear they weren't going to make that appointment. How were they going to get past the inspections? Dalen wondered. All skyships that entered a city had to be inspected at its skyport, even the ships with a permit to anchor at private docks. The Merovan's captain must have set up a drop-off outside the city. Things were much easier to smuggle in on the ground than the sky, regarding large cities at least. Unfortunately, Dalen could find nothing about the drop-off, which meant all he really had was the name of the market. Knowing criminal organizations, they would definitely change the location of this market constantly. Still, Dalen was confident that he could track it down. He would spend his life doing good, and this was as good a place to start as any. A soft knock came on the door. It clearly wasn't Arik. The knock wasn't right. So then it had to have been one of the girls. What could they want? Come in. Sure enough, a young girl with blue hair streaked with red wearing a dirty, tattered white dress entered. She was the one who had first thanked him up on deck. Big blue eyes, dark lashes, a button nose, and flushed lips. No wonder she had been targeted by the traffickers. She nervously shut the door behind her. "Is there something wrong?" Dalen asked.
My name is Shara."
"Oh, of course, Shara," Dalen said, getting up and walking toward her. "What can I do for you?"
"The bringer. He called you Dalen."
"Yes," Dalen said, growing suspicious.
Where are your parents, Dalen?
They died a long time ago.
I see. That's why you're alone. Why you're able to be so strong. I was living with my family when I was taken, but I can't go back.
What do you mean? Shara began to weep as she continued.
I'm ruined now. I'm no longer pure.
Dalen took Shara by the shoulders and looked right into her eyes. That's a load of drac. Shara was blubbering by now.
But who'll marry me now? My parents won't want me anymore.
If your parents love you, that isn't true.
But they don't love me,
she whispered forlornly.
They've said as much. I'm a bastard. My true mother died. My stepmother hates me, and my father is shamed by my existence. The only reason they accepted me into the family was because I'm pretty. They intended me to marry, but now no one will have me. I have nowhere to go.
The sad thing was that this story wasn't too uncommon in the world, especially with wealthy families.
You could hide it and say that I just ran away, Shara said,
wiping her tears but still distraught and sniffling.
They'll think I ran away with Henaren, a boy that I liked. They'll check and see what has happened to me and throw me out.
Well, you'll have to find your place in the world, Dalen said as he turned away. That's what most people have to do.
Can I stay with you?
Whirling, Dalen replied incredulously, What?
Please, let me stay with you.
No, that's impossible. Shara began to weep once more. Go back to your quarters, Dalen said. Things will be all right. With that, he walked back to the desk. Leaning on it, Dalen rubbed his head. Oh, what a mess. Poor girl. Shara's sniffling had stopped, but the door didn't open. She was still in the room. Turning, Dalen saw that indeed Shara hadn't left, but now her dress lay at her feet. She stood completely naked there and looked at him nervously from under long lashes. Oh, light.
No, no, Dalen said, looking away. Shara, get dressed right now.
If you let me stay with you, you can have me.
Stop!
It's not like I haven't done it. I mean, they made me do it. They did it to me, but I know it now. I'd rather let someone like you have me than anyone else. You're a hero, and I want this. Just let me stay with you, she begged.
Dalen's young, virile body had reacted the only way it could.
Damn it all. Why does she have to be so black and beautiful?
Dalen clenched his fist as he struggled with a now surging desire. Out of all the vices of his past, why did this one have to cross him? Why did it seem so less wrong now that his physical body was the appropriate age, even though he was still 82 years old? She must be only 16 years old, you wretched old scum, Dalen told himself.
Shara, this is wrong. You're too young and you should never... You need to leave.
You're not that much older than me. It's all right.
No, it's not.
Dalen felt a hand on his back. She was so close, the warmth of her body radiating. Another hand took his own, and Shara pressed it to her breast.
It's okay if you haven't done it before. I can show you.
Dalen's strength to resist had been crumbling with each second, and this was too much. He had lost this battle. Dalen turned, giving in to his desires, and was about to take Shara with all the passion his young body possessed. But looking upon her innocence and beauty, it was impossible to not see all those young innocent girls he had ravaged in his past. There had been so many, all a reflection of Shara in one way or another. He had told himself that their tears had come from fear and nervousness, not from the truth that he willfully ignored, that they had been coerced to his bed. And here he was about to commit the same crime, for Shara clearly felt that this was her only choice. She was as coerced by her circumstances as much as the young girls of his past had been coerced by his servants. And Dalen was still willing to take advantage of someone's vulnerability. Suddenly, Dalen felt revolted at himself. He was truly the most despicable thing that ever wormed its way out of a mother's womb. Self-disgust surged inside with such power that he felt sick to the core. Dalen pushed Shara away and lunged for the waste bin, where he threw up everything he had just eaten.
"Dalen, what's wrong?"
Shara asked.
"Get out," Dalen spat.
"But..."
With murderous rage, Dalen turned and screamed with such ferocity that it would have given an army pause.
"Get out!"
Shara gasped in fear, and after a few hesitant steps backward, took up her dress and fled. Dalen lay spitting the vomit from his mouth before lying next to his waist, where he cried bitterly, hating everything about his existence.